Welcome to your 10-minute meditation to help find your lost pet. My name is Nancy Mello. In the past 2 years, I've helped find over 101 pets across the globe. These are some of the practices that I have used with my clients. Join me with your feet flat on the floor, your hands in a comfortable position, your eyes closed or slightly open. I want you to start this practice with what's called box breathing, where you're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of four, hold it for a count of four, and let go for a count of four. When you're ready, let's begin. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. In through your nose. Hold out through the mouth, letting go of any concerns, any worry. If any thoughts cross your mind, allow them to flutter through your consciousness like a cloud in the sky. Working with your breathing and holding and letting out. Now I want you to picture your missing pet in your mind's eye. Picture them in their healthiest state with their eyes open, looking back at you. This can be a memory that you have of them or just an image that you've always held. I want you to notice details. Notice four things about them right now that you see. Maybe a little red in their fur, a sparkle in their eyes, the way their paws sit. Now, three things that you hear as you're breathing in and out. Maybe you hear a plane overhead right now, or you're breathing. Two things you feel could be your feet firmly on the ground, your hands resting on your chest. And lastly, one thing you smell. You don't smell anything, that's okay. Going back again, thinking of your pet, four things that you notice about your pet. These can be the same or different than last time. Maybe the way their tail moves. Switching over, three things that you hear right now. Maybe it's my voice, the music in the background. Continuing with your breathing, two things that you feel. Maybe you feel your hands resting on your legs. Or the slight tension in your back, breathe through it. And lastly, one thing that you smell. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, I want you to go back to this picture of your pet in their optimum health. And I want you to say your name in your head. And I want you to ask them a couple of simple questions. Allow whatever answer that comes. Accept it. First thing I want you to ask is, where are you? If you get a blank screen in your head when you ask, that's okay. Allow whatever thought or image comes to come. Next, I want you to ask if you're hurt, if they are hurt. Continuing to breathe through the nose, out through the mouth. Accept the answer that is given. If it's a yes, that's okay. Right now, we're just feeling. Now ask, do you know the way home? Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. These answers are not meant to scare you. And if you don't get anything, that's okay too. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Continuing to picture your pet in your head. I want you to send them love. All of the love that's inside of you for your pet. All of the wellness. Now you can say it to them in your head. You can say, I love you. Or you can just express it. Similar to if you were seeing them in the room and you felt your chest filled with love. Just allow that to fill your body. How much you love them. If fear or anxiety starts creeping in, turn back to your breathing for a second, focusing on breathing into the nose for a count of four, holding it for a count of four, and letting go. Allow those fears to float by. Focusing back on your pet. I want you to say two or three words about coming home. It could just be, I love you. Or it could be, find your way. It could be, stay safe. Whatever message you want to send your pet, do that now. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Focusing on them again. Ask them. In your head, just like you were daydreaming, how you can help them. Accept the answer that's given. And if you can't, if the answer is you can't help them, that's okay too. Breathe through it. Allow the answer to come and go. Just like the waves crashing on the rocks. They crash on the rocks and then they sweep back into the ocean. If there's any distraction with this time, breathe through it. You can always come back to your breathing. Sending love and peace to your pet. Encourage them to come home any way they can. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to ask once more, where are you? Is the answer different this time than when you asked just a moment ago? Or is it the same? Do you see an image? Or do you see darkness? Accept the answer. If you're noticing the same image, can you pick out any details? Is there anything that would connect the image that you're being seen with a place? Listen, just as we did when we were finding things that we heard, I want you to go to the image that your pet sent you and listen. Do you hear cars? Do you hear a train? Perhaps the wind or leaves rustling? All of these images I've been given before with pets. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose, and I want you to see if you can smell anything from the image that your pets gave you. Now, if you just got a blank screen in your head when you asked where they are, that's okay too. Let's try and utilize a different sense. Taking a deep breath in, do you smell anything? Maybe a smell of exhaust or smoke? Perhaps salt from sea air? When you breathe in deeply, do you taste anything on your tongue? Maybe you get a bitterness. Explore all your senses when you're connecting with your pet. Now I want you to focus on that image of your pet again, and I want you to see if you can feel where they are. Just like we did earlier, by feeling us in our physical body, do you feel anything particular about them? Do you feel wetness on their paws? Do you feel dirt underneath their feet? Or maybe it's hot concrete? Accept whatever answer is given. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to send your pet love. Perhaps it's a memory that you send them. Understand that you are doing everything you can. And lastly, I want you to surrender to the universe. Allow the universe to help you in this way. Anytime you feel anxiety or panic or restlessness that you're not doing enough to help your pet, I want you to come back to this moment. Breathing in through the nose, holding it and breathing out. You can always come back to your breath to center you. By surrendering to the universe, you can still allow the universe to help you through methods like this, but you also understand that the universe, God, is in control. And we have to allow the universe to help us by understanding we cannot control everything. We can only control ourselves and our own actions. Coming back into the body, I want you to breathe in through your nose, out through the mouth. I want you to try and wiggle your toes now. Wiggle your fingers. Breathing into the nose, out through the mouth. When you're ready, I'd like you to open your eyes. You may take this time to take notes on all of the things, one of the things that you heard, saw, smelled, felt. You may come back to this meditation again and again, but also understand that the universe is always in charge. May God bless you in your journey, in your pet's journey. I am sending my own love and light from here. May you and your pet be well, be safe, be loved. Thank you for listening to this meditation. You can learn more at nancymello.com, on my social media at Instagram at nancymellowofficial, and on TikTok at nancy.mello. Thank you for joining me.